At least 15 journalists have been killed in Mexico so far this year, and as KJZZ has reported, groups advocating for press freedoms in Mexico are bringing to the United Nations their concerns about missing journalists. My next guest has investigated the case of one reporter who was killed in that country, Regina Martinez. Catherine Corcoran is a journalist herself. Her new book is called In the Mouth of the Wolf, A Murder, A Cover-Up, and the True Cost of Silencing the Press. She'll be speaking about it tonight at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix. I spoke with her earlier and asked how she came across this particular story and what interested her so much about it.
Well, as you know, many writers say that you don't find the story finds you. And this is a case where the story really found me. And it was basically two elements. First of all, when I became Mexico City Bureau Chief for the Associated Press in 2010, it was just at the beginning of this wave or explosion of attacks and murders of journalists. And so I, as the director of news in that region, it was a story for us. It was something that we were covering. But also the changing landscape for doing journalism in Mexico was something that affected us as a news organization. But then in this particular case, it happened to a woman who I didn't know personally, but had known as a correspondent and had asked her one time to do some work for us at the Associated Press. And so I knew her reputation. I knew that she was a solid journalist of standards and that she was very aggressive in her work. And so this was the first clear case that we had, that this was an act to silence a journalist who was really speaking truth to power.
Right. So who was Regina Martinez, and do we know what she might have been working on at the time she was killed?
Well, she was a person of very strong character and personality, which for her time, she became a journalist in the 1980s and through the 1990s and 2000s up to her death in 2012. She was kind of an anomaly because she was very outspoken. She was very forthright. And she was a journalist of ethics and standards at a time when a lot of the journalism in Mexico did continue to be paid by various interests. And she rejected all of that. And so she was well known for leaving the office, not writing the official story from the government, leaving the office, interviewing people, verifying facts, things that just weren't routine at that time. And she became very problematic for a lot of politicians because one of her areas was public corruption.
So when she was murdered, it seems like the government basically made up a story about what happened, right? Rather than cop to what had actually happened.
Exactly. There's so much evidence of a cover-up, that there was obviously something behind her killing that the government and various officials in the state did not want anyone to know. And I started looking into this case in 2015, and it was very difficult to get information because people were still afraid to talk 3 years later. And it took me time really to gain confidence and find the people who I needed to talk to. And I had to be very careful because of that. I didn't want to expose anybody because it was a very controversial thing. And there was still a lot of control and threats over people from talking about it. And as recently as last year, there were ex-public officials approaching people who they believed I had approached and giving them veiled threats about talking to me. 10 years later.
Were there times in reporting this story or the process even of writing the book where you yourself felt like you were in danger?
Not me personally, but that's because I had very careful protocols that I followed in doing this. And if I ever felt uncomfortable, I would just leave. The fear I had mostly was for the people I was talking to.
Are the other incidents of reporters getting murdered in Mexico, do they get the same kind of treatment that Regina Martinez got in terms of people coming in later and trying to figure out what exactly happened and expose the truth?
Yes. People often ask me, why the Regina Martinez case. And as I said a little bit earlier, before her case, a lot of the cases were merely dismissed by the government by saying, and they would come to us, the international correspondents, who they knew coming from the United States, that we had a different kind of journalism and different kind of standards. They would say, these aren't journalists like you know journalists. Like, don't call them journalists. They're corrupt people who are working for their own interests, and they got crossways with the people who were paying them. And if they were killed, it's because they were doing something bad. And so it was a matter of other journalists recognizing that this wasn't true. And so in the case of Regina, as I said, everyone knew her reputation, so they knew that wasn't the case. She wasn't corrupt. And then since then, there have been several other high-profile cases. One, Miroslava Breach in the state of Chihuahua, and Javier Valdez in the state of Sinaloa, that were very well known for their integrity and their watchdog roles and muckraking abilities. And both of them, when they ended up murdered, was clear that they were being silenced by sources. And there have been extensive investigations into those cases. Regina was, her case was kind of the watershed, but then after that, there's been much more investigation, independent investigation into these cases, because there's never a guarantee that the government or the justice system will do it.
Do you see that as maybe a way to break the cycle where journalists are covering corrupt politicians, politicians don't like what journalists are covering, politician has journalists killed? Like, can this help break that cycle if the truth continues to be exposed about what actually happened?
Well, hopefully. I mean, that's why we do it.
Do you have optimism that by you doing your investigation and writing this book, that the people who were behind Regina Martinez's murder will face justice?
Again, it's certainly a hope. I wrote this book for several reasons. First of all, because, as I said, I was living this story on various levels and nothing was being done about it. The interesting twist, as you see in the book, is that as I was writing about attacks and discrediting of the press in Mexico for personal gain and personalities, that phenomenon started to happen in the United States with a lot of the similar tactics that, by powerful people that I was writing about in Mexico.
All right. That is Catherine Corcoran, a journalist and author of the book In the Mouth of the Wolf, A Murder, A Cover-Up, and the True Cost of Silencing the Press. Catherine, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.